China is taking urban planning to a whole new level. It's designing an entire network of cities around its capital, Beijing. This mega region has a population equal to a third of the entire United States, but the project faces huge challenges, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Mingjun is running out of firewood, and he can't afford to buy any more. He snaps some dusty twigs and brings them into his mud brick home. I visited him just ahead of the Chinese New Year, but Ming says he has little to celebrate.
Other families buy their kids meat to eat and new clothes to wear. My daughter wears old donated clothes.
He works with one hand. The other was crushed under a rock while working in Beijing with a road crew. Ming gets no welfare. He grows and sells corn, which brings in $200 a year. So he borrows money from his sister and food from a kindly store owner.
He says, I know your family. I know you're hard up and you're not getting any welfare. We live in the same village. How can I let you go hungry?
You generally don't see folks this poor in Beijing. But Ming lives just 3 miles beyond Beijing city limits in an impoverished ring of counties to the north and west of the capital. 3 years ago, President Xi Jinping announced a plan that would help people like Ming. It's one of Xi's signature policies. The plan would merge Beijing, the neighboring port city of Tianjin, and Hebei province into one mega region. It'll give back some of the resources that Beijing sucked out of impoverished villages like Mingjun's. And, says top economic planner He Lifeng, it'll also help to fix what's wrong with Beijing.
Beijing's air pollution, water shortage, traffic jams, and other urban ailments are the result of it having taken on too many urban functions that are not essential to the capital.
The plan will connect Beijing and its satellite cities with high-speed rail. It'll also move Beijing municipal government offices to the suburbs to cut overcrowding. But Zhao Yanjing, an urban planner at Xiamen University, points out that Beijing has been trying unsuccessfully for decades to control its population.
They may drive out a small portion of the population, but an even larger number will come in.
And that, he argues, is because China's central government effectively subsidizes Beijing's public facilities. It does this, he says, by investing the nation's tax money into the capital's schools, hospitals, and theaters. And until residents can get equal value for their money elsewhere, they'll keep flocking to Beijing. Ye Tanglin of Beijing's Capital University of Economics and Business agrees.
Here, the government allocates the resources, not the markets. The higher your official rank, the better resources you have. The result is that all the best resources are in Beijing.
The government has already begun implementing the plan. It's evicting thousands of wholesale merchants. Officials feel the capital no longer needs them. At Beijing's largest wholesale clothing market, vendors are packaging shipments of clothes. The merchants have protested in the streets and been arrested. They say the government wants them to move, but hasn't offered any compensation. One vendor from Hebei province, who's afraid of being arrested, asks that I identify him only by his family name, Yang. Yang says he moved to Beijing more than 20 years ago, and he feels he's made a contribution to this city. When you said you needed us, we came, he says. Now you don't need us, and you just say go? Yang says he fully supports the government's plan for the mega region. He just doesn't want to be sacrificed for it. Even common folks like us have brought benefits to society, he argues. We're not useless. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.